Welcome to www.findfocus.net. Renewing Your Mind 15 Essential Zen Habits to Stop Brain Overload. A great Zen teacher named Huineng was enlightened when hearing a single sentence from the Diamond Sutra. This is one of the essential teachings in Buddhism. The sentence was "Develop a mind that clings to nothing." Renewing your mind to stop brain overload means that you cling to nothing. This is one of the most important themes from Leo Babauta's blog Zen Habits. Would brain overload be a problem if you had a mind like that? A mind that doesn't get attached? In this blog post I distilled the 15 most essential Zen habits that will help you to clear and renew your mind. Common pitfalls when you want to renew your mind and stop brain overload. Stopping brain overload would not be difficult if there were no obstacles. So before we can explore the essential Zen habits that Leo talks about over and over again, let's look at the common pitfalls that stop you from developing mental focus. The habit of procrastination. You put because it's uncomfortable. Yes, renewing your mind is not something that comes naturally. Feeling overwhelmed or anxious oftentimes leads to brain overload. Instead of creating the conditions that make you more relaxed and feeling renewed, you put the things of that serve you. The switching habit. Unfortunately, we humans are wired to look for more opportunities even if it's against our best interest. We constantly switch to other tasks. Dan Ariely points out that we all switch between various possibilities, and we do so too often. This is closely related to procrastination. We experience discomfort and uncertainty, and you want to do something else. It's much easier to give in to your favorite distractions. Switching from one thing to the next leads to a lack of focus and constant busyness. Perfectionism. You feel overwhelmed because your work isn't perfect. You don't keep the promises you make to yourself because you overestimate how long a task will take you. For example, you want to start a blog but can't until you register the perfect domain, the perfect hosting, the perfect WordPress theme, and cannot decide on the topic of your first headline. You always have a list of great ideas on what it means to be an excellent blogger. When I started to write this blog post, I felt the same. I had a list of 400 keyword ideas and wasted half a day to get started. Then I made a decision. It's better to write a mediocre blog post that gets published than none. This article is not perfect yet, but I gave it my best shot. Other people steal your attention, of course. There are always other people that stop you from renewing your mind. They frustrate you and make it impossible to stay focused. Whenever you have to deal with other people, things get more complicated and messed up. Sometimes it's impossible to clear your mind when you are among other people. But more often than not, this is a rationalization. Distractions and interruptions. Constant distractions and interruptions prevent you from developing mental clarity as well. Some of those are under your control, others aren't. Constant notifications, the urge to visit Facebook or YouTube, it might only be for a few minutes, but dealing with interruptions is one of the major roadblocks to become mindful and to maintain attention. Being tired. Renewing your mind is difficult if you feel tired and lack energy. These kinds of obstacles can make it hard to calm your mind and recharge, especially if it's a long-term problem. Fear and uncertainty. When your brain feels overwhelmed, you often experience self-doubt. Your mind does not like uncertainty and wants to shut down, avoid, and neglect. Get in control, and dealing with uncertainty and fear of missing out belongs the few essential critical Zen habits you need to develop. This might feel like an overwhelming list of obstacles when your brain feels overloaded. But the Zen habits Leo uses are relatively simple, especially if you use them in combination with an app like Find Focus that was built to improve your online habits. I'll talk more about how to use Find Focus in combination with Zen habits when we are talking about taking breaks and removing online distractions. First, let's look more at the essential Zen habits you want to develop. 15 essential Zen habits to stop brain fog. With our list of obstacles, I had a look at Leo's blog and what the Zen habits he came up with. They mostly have to do with habits that we want to get better at. Let's look at those Zen habits. Zen habit number 1, stop optimizing, Pick one thing to do and focus fully on it. Instead of trying to find the perfect productivity tools and mind tricks, focus on being content. When you feel the urge to optimize and find the perfect setup, recognize that you're letting yourself be distracted from what's important. Instead of training your brain and developing a fragile optimized system, allow yourself to be okay with how you are and compassionate with your shortcomings. Finding the optimal solution for everything is impossible. Zen habit number 2, be present. Appreciate the present moment, because there won't be many more before you die. If you doubt this, read this post by Tim Urban. Ask yourself, what's most important right now? Focus on what you can do right now. Merely being aware of the present moment is a surefire way to get rid of brain overload. Try this, even if it gives you discomfort and makes you want to distract with social media. Zen habit number 3, find peace in the middle of chaos. This Zen habit takes a lot of practice. To find inner peace in the middle of chaos requires you to turn your attention to it, to feel the things you would rather ignore. Paying attention to your feelings is a transformative practice, but it is very powerful once you renewed your mind and found peace. Take action from that place. Sitting down and meditating is excellent, but at some point, we have to act. You can't complete a complex project at once. Focus on taking one step at a time. Zen habit number 4, prioritize picking one important thing at a time. If you stop multitasking and getting distracted, you'll be getting stuff done. You'll be less effective if you only deal with the non-essential. Pick one important thing to focus on at a time. It turns out we cannot multitask anyway. For example, answering an email while writing this article is not my priority. It's okay when people get upset when I don't respond. Zen habit number 5, just start. Procrastination is one of the most common causes of brain overload. If you get good at starting, you'll gain momentum and immediately feel less anxious because you are in control. Zen habit number 6, focus sessions. Focus sessions is a term that I often use when using my software Find Focus. Although this might sound like a blunt ad for Find Focus, the term focus sessions is Zen habit right from Leo's little handbook for getting stuff done. Leo has found huge value in focus sessions. He recommends to pick a short interval, 10 minutes, 15, 20, or 25, and practice focusing on one task during that session until a timer goes off. Then take a break and try another focus session. He recommends just doing a couple focus sessions a day for a week and expand from there. Zen habit number 7, simplify technology with limits. Here is a quote from his post on tech limits. Technology has a tendency to overrun our attention and our lives. Zen habit number 8, embrace uncertainty. There will be fear, uncertainty, and discomfort in all of your work. Stop avoiding, complaining, lashing out, hiding. Notice when you feel uncertain and insecure. Then, just stop and be with it. Notice how it feels in your body. Be present and gentle with the feeling. Even friendly. Zen habit number 9, stepping back into the big picture. It's one thing to be intensely focused on a task, but it's another to step back and to renew your mind. From time to time, take a look at the big picture. Zen habit number 10, take full responsibility. This would be more of an advanced practice, but taking full responsibility means not blaming others for your difficulties. Recognize the obstacles but take full responsibility. Take responsibility even if you are not responsible at all. Zen habit number 11, create structure. Developing a Zen mind does not mean to lock yourself into a rigid structure, and for most people, rigidly planned days are just a fantasy. But some kind of structure creates stability. For example, you can create a lot of advanced Pomodoro sequences and lists in Find Focus running multiple profiles at the same time. Instead, I like having a minimal structure. Sometimes I only use the app to remind myself to take a regular break and get away from the computer every 50 minutes. Zen habit number 12, develop a mind that clings to nothing. Notice how it feels when you're clinging. What do you notice about your mind? It's hard to see this at first. This Zen habit is not easy to develop. It's hard to quiet your mind and stop rationalizing, but once you start to see, you can notice it all the time. Zen habit number 13, practice daily meditation. Try to meditate in the morning or during the day for 5-10 minutes. Before you extend it to 10-15 minutes, stick with this practice for about a month. You'll notice that sometimes you want to skip this important Zen habit and instead check your phone or get up from your cushion before the session is supposed to end. During the session, try to let go. Focus on your breath. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Over and over again. Zen habit number 14, treat brain overload not as problem, but as an experience. Life can overtimes lead to brain overload. Your spouse is unhappy with you, your boss is demanding more from you, you get into a fight with someone, your finances are tight. Maybe you don't get enough sleep, or you are sick. Our way of dealing with this is usually to do one or more of the following. Break up with your partner, quit your job, get away from the problem, or stop caring. Anything you can do to exit, you try to ignore the problem and pretend nothing's wrong. Distract yourself with Netflix and YouTube. Anything else to numb your thoughts. Unfortunately, this is not very effective. Here's a Zen habit that helps when you are facing a problem. Think of it not as a problem, but as an experience. Think of it as an experience you're having. Everything in Zen is an experience, a feeling. It's not good or bad. It's just an experience. It might not feel great, but that's not an issue. Not all experiences feel great. Sometimes we just have to experience obstacles and challenges. It's part of the experience of life. Find peace with whatever problem you are facing and treat it as experience. Zen habit number 15, make time for solitude. To renew your mind, sit out in nature doing nothing. Simply enjoy the silence. These days most of us don't make time for solitude anymore. Our brain rationalizes staying busy to stay addicted to technology and distraction. We don't often acknowledge it, but we feel uncertainty all day long. We cling to excuses and distractions. We procrastinate and put off the habits we want to form. We are always busy and messaging and more. Conclusion. We have the opportunity, every single day, even every moment, to be present with the storm of the world. Don't let the excuse "I can't because I have too much to do" stop you from putting these Zen habits in daily practice. There is a great saying. Common sense is not always common practice. Don't let this constant busyness and distraction stop you. Take action and start spending your time intentionally. Start by downloading the Find Focus Productivity Planner and print it out. Or try the Find Focus software to limit the amount of information you take in. Let's practice some of the habits above and set up the conditions, so this is not just another blog post you don't take action on. Please visit our site to www.findfocus.net for more information on Zen habits.